Today's learning is really Nitzel Chaim Luzer, Rosh Hashanah, Yom Meisha, and Neil Rifka, Mitzvah, Yishra, Zeris, Shom Nachar, Yom Meisha, we S'chus for Shlomo, Chaim Meisha, Yom HaMalka, Meim Brach, Vassar Malka, Matchitz, Mefei Gedino, and a S'chus for all those in and around Eretz Yisrael. So, finishing up over here in the various different brachas that are brought down that we made, again, I'm going to say it again, we don't make most of these brachas, each one because of different reasons that we discussed. Some of them we do. You run into these situations, so you definitely think about it, that we could make these brachas. But the question is really meeting the criteria. As we'll see once again in Sif Tes, it's a little bit hard to meet these criteria. Haraya Sachiger, Esekiteya, Vesesuma, Umukashkin, Vabahakin, somebody who sees, somebody who has who's lame, he's missing an arm, he's blind, he has shkin, like boils. Vabahakin is Vahu Misha, Minumer, Minakudis, Dakis, he's spotted with many little dots. Again, this also today is not so abnormal to us when we see it, and therefore we generally don't make this bracha. Im hei memei imam, if the guy was born that way, mevarach mashan abriyas, you make the bracha mashan abriyas. And the shtana achikach happened after, mevarach dayan amas. So that's the same idea as what we learned by bad news and by other things. You say the bracha of dayan amas. V'yesh mishayim edaf kal misha mitztari olav. This is only somebody who bothers you, that the person is has these disabilities, these defects. You don't make it. You only make it the first time you see the person, because then it's like, wow, you know, it really bothers you when you saw it. And that's why I said today, maybe because we're desensitized, because we see these things all the time, we don't make the bracha. Says the Ramah, Yeshayim Mishleishim Lishayim. Don't say that's not only the first time; you can say it every 30 days. Let's see, Mishavura Kiteya Sheniklo Yadav, his hands were amputated, or as we said, he was born that way. Yasuma Mishteyinav, this is only somebody who's blind in both eyes. Dakais, he has these small dots. And Yeshayim Nekudos Kadashim Adumim Tzas, they're like red lentils. Elishabein Adash LaDash Yesh Loiv and Tzach Yumavik, that in between each one, he has a very white color. Hashem Oisa Loiven Nikra Ba Kon, and that's why he's called that name. Machzus Hashem Kvayim Bali Rabbi Pribegadim. Achen Im Shchiach Shem Harba Nashim Kaze. If you see many times people like this, Mistaber De Ein Zegenai. It's not derogatory. It's not degrading. Veloy Shino Sheivarech Al Zeh Dynamis Mishan Abrius. And therefore, it's not something that's such a difference that you should make this bracha. The Kolshkenim Nasa Yidei Zeh Yidei Choyim Hashemesh Vasidim Listalik. If a person has these spots because he sat out in the sun and they're going to go away, nira de l'kulama y'levarach hazeh, certainly you don't make a bracha on that. Memei imam, he was born that way. Kaya kuli levadat kiteya, this that he was born that way is referring to all of them except for the one who is obviously amputated. You can't be born amputated. Either born that way or amputation happens post being born. Mevarach dayan emes shembolei adezainish, it became because as a punishment, and therefore we say dayan emes, Hashem is the true judge. The dafka. So then we said that you should only say this the first time. I'm sorry, this that he said, that we only say it on somebody that in mitztayer, that was talking about the bracha of dynamis. It bothers you that, oh, look what happened to this guy, but what are we supposed to do? We accept that whatever Hashem did is for a purpose, either it's with different reasons, it's menaka from his avinus, or because it's a test, or whatever the reason is, we're matzik adin, we say baruch dayan, dynamis. Avu birchas mashan abrias, l'shaych mitztayr dafke, midi dehava pil v'koyf. Obviously, the bracha of mashan abrias, we already said before, we say it on a kushi, we say it on a, on very, on monkeys, on elephants. It's not only on a guy that you don't say it, but if you see a person that went through a rough time, that if it was somebody that you loved, you can say Baruch Dayan Emes. Somebody you don't really have a personal feeling, you don't say Baruch Dayan Emes. The Eina Mevarech, we said we only say it one time. Right? That's also referring to both Mashan Abrias and Dynamis. So it's like the filler Roy Kushi Acha. Even if I saw one Kushi and then I see another one, right? So again, we're talking about back then where a Kushi, a black person, was unusual for them to see it. You only make that bracha once. Vatam. Something that's abnormal, you can only make the bracha one time according to Mechaba. You see it. It's like, oh my gosh, I've never seen anything like this before. However, once you see it the second time, it's not such a chiddush by you, so it's no longer that you make the bracha b'shana and b'riyas. Umashra etaz, the kolshkin de koye yamachaba b'chaz dynamis. Omnam, it's safe in our shalom. That etaz says that this that you only say it one time is both on the dynamis and on the mishana b'riyas. Omnam, it's safe in our shalom, kasav the linian dynamis. Shehudaf gal kreve havish mitzdayal, if that's only on something that bothers you, mistabed and reza oidal kreve acha, you see the same thing happen to somebody else that you care about. Now it's even more painful. You could say dynamics. That since it's a shaila, Mechaber says that you only make these brachas once in your life if you see somebody with that thing. And the Ramos says that you could say it every 30 days. So therefore, if you're going to see after 30 days, say it without the Shema Malchus. You only saw one person. You did not see it again for 30 days. According to Ramos, you could make a bracha. Again, we went through this quickly, as it's not so negated. Let's see the Mechaber Sif Yud. Haraya ilanis taivis ibrias nice. You see beautiful trees or beautiful creations. So this is not going, the next Sif, we're going to go talk about the Brichas Ilanis that we are familiar with, that we say during the month of Nisan. But here we're talking about, I just see a beautiful tree, nothing to do with the fruit, nothing to do with the buds. I see a beautiful tree. Even if it's a guy or an animal, that's really beautiful. I don't know if an animal is beautiful, but that he has like this in his world, that he created like this. You only make the bracha one time. Now, if I see somebody or something that looks just as nice, I don't make another bracha. If I would see the same thing that's even more beautiful, I would make another bracha. Again, this is not a bracha that we are common to say. Doesn't make a difference if it's a zachor and a keva, but actually, a hagi klal avarach bracha zu, our meaning is not to make this bracha at all. That's according to Chai Adam, ayin shem time, and kamakam darach lavarach b'shem malchus. So if you do see something that's really, really beautiful, and you say, wow, this is so beautiful, right? So we're not talking about something that you say, oh, some aspirations on, that's a separate topic we're going to discuss. But if you see something that's really beautiful, you can make the bracha without a Shema Malchus. We can't make it with the Shema Malchus. We have the Chai Adam who says not to make this bracha. So it says over here that even if you see a beautiful guy or a beautiful avodah zara, you can make this bracha. It says you can glance at it, but to stare at it, and to analyze how it was made and how gorgeous it is, you're not supposed to look at it. He brings down over here from Nissan Karelitz that even a picture, right, a painting or a picture of a, you shouldn't analyze if it's a deserve. Also, Lema Kamenot Kutizeh, you shouldn't say, how beautiful is this guy? Mishum Leisachanem, with an Isser of, you're not supposed to be mischanning to them, kiss up to them. Even after 30 days, you don't say it. Okay, so that's with regards to these brachas. Let's go to Reish Chavav. Now, Reish Chavav is much, much more negay, because this is something that we should do every year. Hayotze b'mei Nisan, you go out in the month of Nisan. V'ra ilanoi shemetzim perach, you see these trees that are producing the blossom. And it's a fruit tree. We'll see that it has to be a fruit tree. Oyma, you say, Baruch at Hashem l'keinu melech ha'olam, blessed are you Hashem. The world has not there's nothing lacking in this world. By Brias Tavis, you create these beautiful creations, good creations. Vilanis Tavis and good trees, Lehanis b'nei Adam, that the people should be able to be mahana from them, have a nut from them. The Ain and the Varach El Pamachas Shana Vishana, we only make the bracha once a year. But if you missed it and the fruit already growing on the tree, lo yivarachad, you should not make this bracha anymore. Just briefly before we go into the Mishavura, the Rav, Rabbi Shifimau, spoke about this year extensively. Besides the fact that Alpi Kabbalah and other things, there's unbelievable things said about this bracha, and it's a big skula. There's different tefillas that you can say at the time. In general, what are we supposed to have in mind? And the bracha, that's the ikker thing over here. It says, Jan, we make a bracha every time we eat, and every time we have anything from the, we have enough from anything, so we'll make a bracha. We're thanking Hashem for giving us our sustenance. The bracha that we make when it comes to the Berachos Alanis, we are thanking Hashem for giving us all the everything, the excess that we need, that we have, that we get to enjoy beyond sustenance. So we make a bracha on bread. Without bread, we wouldn't be able to survive. We make a bracha on water. Without water, we wouldn't be able to survive. However, these delicious fruits that Hashem gives us, we'd be able to survive without them. And this is the one time a year that we get to thank Hashem not only for giving us what we need to survive, we're giving us all above and beyond what we don't really even need so that we can be able to enjoy it. Let's see the Mishabur B'mei Nisan. So the Mechaber said that you have to make this bracha in the month of Nisan. And over here, that's Taka with Noyeg. We tried to be makbid to make the bracha in the month of Nisan. However, let's analyze, does that really mean that it has to be the month of Nisan? Archa de Milsanak. So the Mishabur says he just picked the common month. That is the time that in the countries that are warm, that the trees start blossoming. Same thing would be if it happens in a different month. You make the bracha. That's the Mishabur. Now, not everybody agrees with this, and some hold that it has to dafka be. Obviously, there's certain countries in the world that it's not in the month of Nisan, right? So certain countries in the world that the winters are the summers and the other way around. So obviously, it would be at a different time. But according to Mishabur, it doesn't dafka have to be a month of Nisan. According to Mishabur, according to Chavetz Chaim, it's the Mechaber, when he said the month of Nisan, is because that's the common month that it's that this phenomenon happens. Perach dafka perach. It has to actually be blossoming. The leaves alone is not enough. It has to be a tree that gives off fruit. From this blossom, a fruit is going to come out. Trees that do not give off fruit, we do not make the bracha on. We only make it once a year. So if I see a apple tree that's blossoming, I make the bracha. Next day I see a peach tree, I do not make the bracha again. I waited. I happened to be traveling. I was away. I was living in my basement. I didn't see any fruit trees. And then the first time I see fruit trees already has the fruit on it. You lost out. Since the fruit already grew. That's the way the Beis Yosef seems to hold. Your rabbi disagrees. Then loy roy mikoydim loy yibid abracha. If you did not see any trees that were blossoming beforehand, and the first time you see a tree, it already has fruit. According to your rabbi, you can still make the bracha. Now that only works if you didn't see trees that were blossoming. If you saw trees that were blossoming and you didn't make the bracha, and then you remember when there's already fruit on it, even though your rabbi agrees that you can't make the bracha. Mikol makom mikvah gadol apriven nigma kol tzarke. It's fully ripened. To the point that we would be able to make a shechianu, you can no longer make this bracha. He does bring down over here once again from this in Karelitz. If you have a tree that has some fruit on it, but it also still has blossoms on it, then you can make the you could make the bracha. You didn't lose out. Before the fruit grows, you can make the bracha. So here's a very important halacha. If you comes the month of Nisan and you happen to live, there's a fruit tree next door to you and you pass by it five times, you don't think about it. There was no fruit on it yet. And then, oh my gosh, I didn't say the bracha. Even though you saw the tree already several times, calls man that the fruit didn't grow, you are still able to make the bracha. You don't lose out in that. In that case, okay, we'll stop over here. And Metz Hashem, tomorrow we're going to go into a very interesting one because it's also very negated to us, is thunder and lightning. We'll see the different shittas in this, and hopefully we can figure out the right approach.